Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to our second episode of our podcast, Jet Talks. My name is Nikki Higgins, and I am the Charter Sales Director for Jet Aviation's Western Region. At Jet Aviation, we enable flight anytime and anywhere. For charter, we are proud of our in-fleet aircraft, but at times there is a need to extend to external vendors to help meet a specific customer's timeline and needs. Today, we wanted to talk about the importance of selecting crew and operators. I would like to introduce Lucille Russell, Jet Aviation's Manager of Quality Assurance. Lucille is part of the Quality, Security, and Health and Safety team, so she brings valuable expertise to the table. Welcome, Lucille.
Hi, Nikki. I'm glad to participate.
For our first question, what crew requirements does Jet Aviation have for vendor aircraft, and why is this so important?
Okay, both crew members must meet our minimum flight time and time and type for the aircraft that they operate. They also must hold an airline transport pilot rating, an ATP, and or a type rating for the aircraft they operate. Our airman standards also require that crews have a current medical and are accident free. Once a crew is assigned for a JAPS trip, the flight crew must pass a crew check from either Argus or Wyvern to confirm their flight time, their training, current medical, and safety records.
Thanks, Lucille. Could you walk us through the process of how a vendor is selected?
Okay, JAPS use a select group of qualified operators when one of our aircraft cannot support our customers' needs. The 135 operator must comply with the JAPS requirements. Some of the requirements are that the operator must be Argus or Wyvern for at least 1 year, preferably Platinum or Wingman. This is always a plus because it ensures that they have an emergency response plan and an SMS for their operation. This became very important, and it began in the 1990s, and now in the 2000s, we really expect it. We utilize these third-party validations for our operators for 135 status and safety history. We review the Argus or Wyvern last audit report and recommendations. The operator must be accident-free for 5 years and no fatalities. Aircraft must have two jet or turbojet engines and two qualified crew members. Pilots must meet our minimum airman standards and train at an acceptable facility, such as flight safety, CAE, or the manufacturer. Aircraft must have an FAA-approved minimum equipment list and RVSM, which is reduced visual separation, for all jet aircraft. Aircraft preferred should be 20 years or less, including insurance naming Jet Aviation as additionally insured. The operator must be 24/7 live because we are 24/7 for our clients and they expect a timely response. Good communications can result in a positive and pleasant trip for our passengers. Our requirements and standards are in line with the leaders in the industry.
Thanks, Lucille. I know the 24/7 really helps as well from a charter aspect with any and all of our clients because we are as well.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I'm happy you brought up all of those acronyms because I know that we love those in our industry. Can you explain what an MEL is and why it's so critical?
Yes, it's a list of items that can be inoperative for each type of aircraft that does not ground the aircraft. The item can be deferred. Without an MEL in place, a door light or one of the radios inoperative will ground the operation of the aircraft and discontinue the flight.
Thanks, Lucille. Yeah, I know that those are great to have. So there are many operators out there, yet Jet Aviation only has a select few vendors. Can you share more about why this is?
Well, we rely on a small group of U.S. air carriers to support our customer needs. That cannot be served above our own aircraft. These approved 135 aircraft are carefully vetted to the Jet Aviation standards. This process and the initial audit is approved, and then a yearly audit is also performed. This also takes continued communication with our select providers to make sure they have not had a recent accident or any significant change. This takes a great deal of time doing this research and conversations with our management, director of operations, chief pilot. Therefore, we try to keep the list reasonably small.
Makes sense. Can you tell us about your experience that's led you to be in this position here at Jet?
Yes, I was based at Jet Aviation since 1989 to 2005 with a company I flew for as chief pilot, and I was also a maintenance and charter customer for Jet Aviation. I spent a considerable amount of time at Jet, both at Teterboro and Palm Beach. I was approached in 2001 to come on board as a part-time manager for flight operations. And then later in 2005, they asked me to develop a quality assurance department for JAF's charter. This type of position was only exclusive for airlines and a few charter companies. So I was very excited to launch this program and later stay on as a quality assurance manager for charter.
Well, we're very happy to have you, Lucille.
Thank you.
I have heard your whole family is in this industry. Sounds like aviation is in your blood. Your son and husband also are in aviation, correct?
Yes. My husband and I are both pilots. We met at the Flight Academy and married 8 years later. He is now the lead pilot for Discovery, managed by Jet Aviation. And my son, Michael Schuyler, he also loves aviation as we do. He likes to fly with us, and he's working on his flight ratings. We flew him back and forth to school and vacations for several years, which gave him a lot of flight time and experience. He also worked at Jet Aviation FBO as a sales analyst. And in our spare time, we go flying.
Very cool. Clearly, you are very passionate about this, so I wanted to ask, what do you find to be the most rewarding part of your job?
I always had an interest and love for general aviation, the freedom, the flexibility, and working with Matt, who's the Senior Director of Safety and Quality Assurance for the U.S., and some of our Czech airmen have been wonderful. It all started years ago as a flight instructor, teaching safe habits and procedures, and now as a quality assurance manager for charter, I can contribute to keep JAFs, our approved operators, our passengers, and our crews focused on safety.
Nice. Prior to COVID stopping travel, why did you find in-person audits to be extremely important for vendors versus phone audits?
It builds relationships. You get a good look into the flight department and the operational control by meeting with the employees who support the charter team. What I miss most is visiting with the crews and seeing their aircraft to observe how they operate, how they feel about their job, and if they know and follow their company's policies and standards. During COVID, I make frequent calls to each operator, and we are also using technology to replace the on-site audits with Teams, Zoom, and Skype to contact the operator and complete the audit.
That brings me to my next question. Tell us what exactly you're expecting out of a great vendor.
I expect a few things. I expect a solid safety management system in place and open communications. A great operator will notify us of any operational control or fleet changes, especially any personnel changes or procedures that would affect our charter.
So that helps explain what a great vendor is. But what defines a great aircraft for our clients?
Yes, the best aircraft is an aircraft that meets our clients' needs. I leave that to charter. We listen to the client's specific needs and we will offer a suitable aircraft. For JAFs, we do require aircraft with 2 engines and 2 qualified crew members. Not all the aircraft for each operator are approved. The approved aircraft are identified for the charter reps to view. The rest of this selection is up to the client and charter. Our goal at Jet Aviation Flight Services is to offer great service and experience based on our safety requirements. I hope this method will make a difference of a good flight to a great flight. Thank you for letting me join the podcast.
Thank you so much, Lucille. We all greatly appreciate all you do here for the Jet Aviation Charter Department. It has been a pleasure talking with you today, and I know that all of our guests listening to this podcast appreciate all of the insights that you've shared. It's been a wonderful discussion.
Thank you, Nikki.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Stay tuned for our next episode of Jet Talks.